Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
You said it, girl.
Jimmy
Jam. Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.
Well, good evening. Hi, good night, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you're listening in from. It is Finding Out Friday. We're going to be short and brief because we have some celebratory events that we must attend. Who we are and what we are, that is what we're speaking of. Celebrating Pride Month, Juneteenth, and Father's Day. Juneteenth celebration is about freedom, education, unity, love, and community, economical equality, and all that stuff out there. It represents unity, cultures, backgrounds, and all that good stuff. But before we get into it briefly, we'd like to send prayers out across the nation. This weather, you know, tornadoes happening, storms in Florida, Colorado, everywhere. We have to send some positivity out there. And in Perrington, Texas, that was a big tornado there. That destroyed. That's in the Texas Panhandle that's going north. But it is in Texas. And when we speak of Juneteenth, that is the birthplace, Galveston, Texas, of Juneteenth. That was when the last slaves were freed. But that was 2 years after Emancipation Proclamation, okay? How cruel can that be? Just didn't want to let it go. Just did not want to let it go. And moving on down to our Pride Night celebration. Stations are going on out there. It's about inclusiveness, okay? And I kept hearing the word, it's against our faith and this and that. Well, that's not faith. Because if you're about faith, faith does the job. And if you're about faith, you sit back, you hold on to it. All of those banners and signs that were being carried out there, there's a couple of thousand people out there. If those persons would have took $1 and took it to the L.A. food bank, we could feed a lot of people. See, we have our focus off, okay? Our focus is off. So we have a lot to do here because I'm going to ask you, what does faith mean to you? Well, faith to me is welcoming all, no matter who they are. But back to it, I'm going to give you a quote before I play you a little bit of start music. on this Find It Out Friday. You want to be proud of you, what you've done. Acknowledge what you've done. Do more. Go higher. Keep that strength. Strength equals ability to get through stronger by acknowledging all with happiness, joy, and resilience. And when we speak of the celebration of Juneteenth down there, Juneteenth is celebrated really, really, really with an excitable, happy feel, okay? That's out the South. A lot of people don't know about Juneteenth, but I grew up celebrating Juneteenth at Emancipation Park. It was the little park I played in as a child, and I'll share this with you. There were water fountains there. One said white only, and one said color. The color fountain was always dirty and nasty. The white one was always clean. So that's the one I would drink out of. And I was about 7 years old, drinking water, and this gentleman walked up, and he said, "Little Ann," and you know what word he called me. I'm not going to mention it. "You know you're not supposed to be drinking out that fountain." And I just put my hands on my hip, threw my head back. I said, "You know Ann's don't know how to read, no way." And I took off. So that speaks to me, because what we're given as a child, the stories that we have, the strength that we're given, carry us on through our adulthood. So you can about imagine what my feelings are about authoritative and dictative, ugly people, okay? But it started as a child. So I just wanted to share that with you this evening, give you something to think about. But the celebration that's going to be tomorrow is in a Merck Park, Juneteenth, with unity, love, and community. We'll start from 12 to 9 o'clock. Get there early, because parking is hard, and it's going to be a lot of people celebrating. But the beautiful thing about it, the vendors that are there have a beautiful merchandise. It's going to be a fun thing. If you've never attended, go. If you can get by, go. But I'm going to share with you, get there as early as you possibly can. You know, we have to know, we have to relearn, and we have to understand. And the best way to get that information is to mix and mingle with the people of the community. I'm a bit upset. You know, they ban everything, banning the books. Why do you want to ban the books? Because the books have the truth written in them. Okay? And so there are most individuals that want you to live that lie, believe that lie, and also be that lie. But we're not about that. So on that note, I'm just going to give us some music, give you something to think about, take you out, and let's give our prayers and condolences to my girl, Tina Turner. See, Tina was a person that moved through faith. Now, she demonstrated faith because her faith got her out of her situation. She said she was living the happiest life she had ever lived. Her mission was done. See, we have a purpose. We have a mission. But in order to take care of that purpose and take care of that mission, we must keep a vow. So in order for us to keep the vow about who we are and what we are, we must know, we must relearn, get rid of the lies, and understand, and keep it moving. Keep it moving throughout the generations. So down in Texas, I know what they're saying, because this is what I was told as a child, and we have always sung it and always will sing it. And we're going to go out of here. I'm going to take you out with music. It is Find It Out Friday. Please enjoy your celebrations, your weekend. Be safe out there. Be aware of everything that's moving around you. And more so, be kind. We love you. This is Find It Out Friday. We'll be right back.
There've been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. And if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our shows together, gonna polish up our act. Wow. And if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
left your people way behind.
Oh, it ain't no.
You know,
Every now and then, I think you might like to hear something from us. Nice and easy. But there's just one thing, you see. We never, ever do nothing nice and easy. We always do it nice and rough. So we're going to take the beginning of this song and do it easy. But then we're going to do the finish rough. Where we do Proud Mary. Rolling
on the river.
Listen to the story now. Left a good job
down
in the city, working for the man every night and day. And I never lost one minute of sleep, and I was worried about the way the things might have been. They will keep on turning. Ooh, the Proud Mary keep on burning. And we're rolling on the river.
Rolling on the river.
Cleaned a lot of plates in Memphis.
And I
pumped a lot of pain down in New Orleans. But I never saw the good side of the city until I hit the ride on the riverboat queen.
So the
big wheel keep on turning. Ooh, the Proud Mary keep on burning. And we're rolling,
rolling,
rolling, yeah,
rolling,
rolling on the river,
rolling on the river.
Mary, rolling,
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 rolling on the river.
decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your
how to feel. We care, share, we love all through the land.